Good morning. We are here live from the NSU studios at Rise and Shine. My name is Michelle.
My name is Brendan.
And we have a special guest in studio from NSU. We have Anthony McCarty from the Continuing Education. He's actually the program coordinator. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we are glad to have you. We are excited to talk about continuing education for the NSU programs and the certificates that you guys offer as well. And one question that I wanted to start us off with was, how can people get onto continuing education? Like, where on the website can they go? Is it pretty easy to find for the NSU website?
It can be. Go to our website and search continuing education, and then it should be the top result there.
That's exactly how I did it, Anthony.
Me too. Me too.
The website's pretty easy to navigate, but just go into that search button, just kind of.
I will say this is taking airtime, but I did just search continue with the, like, not the rest of the words, and it did not like that. So go ahead and type the whole idea.
Yes, because I typed in continuing ed, and it was like pulling up several other things. So do the whole type education.
So you've got quite a long list of these kinds of things. It looks like a lot of these are things that you could do distance, and you could maintain a career at the same time.
Yeah, so most of our programs are designed for working adults, so they can do them in their spare time. It takes, you know, most of our courses take maybe a couple hours total, but they're designed so that you can get that skill to get that next promotion, or if you just want to try something new or learn a new skill just for the fun of it.
Right. Because I was actually looking at some of the courses that you offer, and it's really cool how wide of a variety that you have. One of them is literally how to coach. Another one's how to do leadership. And then you can go all the way down, and there's some for marketing. There's some for education, like the Excel basics, how to do critical thinking, like so many different things that are offered that you don't think that you'll need. But you go back and you think, wait, I do need to learn basic grammar. I do need a little bit of help on this. And I was thinking about looking at a couple of those things myself. I mean, I don't know Excel, and I've always wanted to learn how to do better things with it.
Yeah, that's the one when people ask what I do, that's the course that I'm like, I sell courses like this. How to, like, if you don't know Excel, and everyone's like, oh, I need to learn Excel, and then it's my go-to course. I'm like, this is what we do.
Yeah. I see the corporate training options thing sticking out to me. Is there quite a few options there?
Yeah, we've got several options. If you've got a business, you've got, you know, four or five employees that you want to train on something, or more than that, we can provide you with pre-made learning opportunities that we can just send you.
Nice.
Wow. Do you mind if I expand on that? So you're saying a business owner comes to you with a need to train something to a team of people, and you take on that task?
Yeah, so we've got a suite of courses, I guess you could say, that they're not really listed on our normal stuff because they're more designed for this situation. And then we price that based on how many employees you have. Not have, but how many you're going to train.
Right.
Because if you've got 100 people, I'm not going to charge you for all of them if you're only training 10.
So, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, it's a cool program. We really enjoy having it.
How long has that been something that's been available to tell?
Really, for about the last 6 months.
Wow.
We've been working on it for a while and kind of testing it out with a few people. And we've worked out some glitches with it. And we've had a couple people take us up on it. So
that sounds like a really cool resource to tap into. I know you also mentioned you wanted to highlight the summer programs.
Yeah, so every year we offer summer camps mostly for elementary age kids. I think the ones here in Tahlequah are going to be in July like they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that drone camp coming back that we had last year. Really enjoy that one. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That one's for high school kids, and it's free of charge. The state gave us a grant for it, 3-year grant. So this is last year of the grant, so we don't know if it's coming back next year. We've been waiting for it. This is the year to try and get into it.
I need to know how the drone distribution thing goes on here. Are they school property, or are these kids going home
so
with drones?
No, so thanks to the grant, the kids get to take the drones home.
Get out of town. Yeah. Get out of town.
So they're
you might be over-enrolled this year. Did you hear? Hey, parents, did you hear that? That's awesome.
There's some pretty quality drones. They're not, you could make a business out of them, but they're pretty quality for what we can afford. They're made by DJI, which is they're the main name in the drone industry. And we get them done these 2 years in a row, and we'll do it again this year. But
that's the end of the grant, possibly.
So that's the end of that grant. We can reapply. I don't know all the specifics on whether or not we can reapply with the same program.
Right.
We really enjoy doing stuff like that. So it'll be something similar, whether it's drones or AI or something automation related.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
So, yeah.
One last question that I had was for the certificates. What kind of certificates do you guys provide, and what programs?
So we've got our most popular certificate is human resource management. That one goes out pretty frequently. It's something that's really easy to say, oh, I want to get into. But once you get into it, like, there's a lot of stuff that you got to learn about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our biggest biggest one. We've also got one for entrepreneurship. So, you know,
right.
You want to start a business, but you don't really know where to start or have all the skills. That's one option. And then small business management. Starting and managing a business are two different things. And so
right.
Very true.
We like to offer both of those. We've also got some healthcare ones that have really, out of nowhere, started taking off. A lot of people have been taking our medical billing and coding course here recently.
Yes.
And then just had some people ask about our EKG tech program.
Right.
And those are both all online. It sounds crazy that we can do that online, but learn all of it, all the book stuff online, and then there's an opportunity to go and take, it's a volunteer opportunity, take an externship somewhere to get some hands-on opportunities to learn there. So
very cool.
Beautiful. So you can get that hands-on experience before
and
you
I learned
dive
a
in
new
there.
Word, externship.
Right on.
External internship.
Okay. All right. Well, that was the interview with Anthony McCarty from Continuing Education Program Coordinator is his name and title. So we're going to go ahead and kick you back into the music. This is Rise and Shive live from the NSU studios. And my name is Michi.
This is Brendan.